Hey, this is Tim from Rise Against here on Busted Pencils Radio.
Here alone like a crutch, maybe that's what keeps us up all night with the light on.
It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education, keeping the lights on for teachers. We're going to ask how you're doing because it seems like a lot of other people have decided we're not really going to ask how the teachers are doing. Ask how everybody's doing. You know what? In fact, Busted Pencils PSA, check in with anybody who you know. How are they doing? And be real about asking that question because things are just tough right now. It's just a real tough time. So I want to thank Teacher Joanna for coming on, though, and really laying it out and putting out there what's actually happening in the classrooms because we needed that reality check. But, you know, Johnny, there's always something in the news, though, that
always
something in the news that allows us to have a little bit of a discussion. And the debate this week, Terry McAuliffe running for the governor of Virginia and made a statement. And in fact, I'm not going to repeat that statement. Evan, I know you have that statement all queued up. So let's hear from Terry McAuliffe, candidate for governor of Virginia.
Veto books, Glenn, not to be knowledgeable about it, also take them off the shelves. And I'm not going to let parents come into schools and actually take books out and make their own decision.
You vetoed it.
So, yeah, I stopped the bill that I don't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. But, you know, I get really tired. Veto books, Glenn.
There it is, Johnny. And according to the news last night, candidate McAuliffe made a big gaffe because he said that I don't know that I want parents telling schools and teachers what to teach. And I was kind of like, gaffe? Or is that just truth? I mean, we're talking about public schools, I think, in that context. The idea that there are curricula that is put forth by experts, that science is real, that history has something to teach us, that, and if you as a parent don't want your kid learning, then you do have an option called private school. But when it comes to public school, yes, we want to work with you parents. We want to be there because we know it's a team approach. But the fact that what candidate McAuliffe said, I wish he would not apologize for that statement and come out even more forcefully and say, there is something very, very special and very professional about the knowledge that teachers and curriculum experts bring to the curriculum of public schools. I don't think he made a gaffe.
Yeah, I don't think so either. I don't want to step out on a limb here and endorse a candidate that I don't know that much about, to be honest, Tim. And I gasp now every time somebody says, did you see in the news? I brace for impact because who knows what's coming through our news these days. But I'm with you. And I want to add to that and layer on it. One, I think as educators, and I'm going to add a little bit of my two cents as a former private school educator as well. You know, I've done both, and many of us teachers have walked through both spaces quite fluidly because of the situation and context we're teaching in. And so I'm going to debunk a myth too that is pervasive in private education, but across the board, educators partner with families and communities, and included in that are parents. But what we don't do is we don't co-sign on as educational peer experts. We are signed up to teach your children with you in a variety of ways. But make no mistake about it, in both private schools and in public schools, teachers and educational leaders are hired experts. Okay? They know their stuff. All right? And so you wouldn't parents listening who think you do have a say, you are partners, you have not co-signed on as an expert. You know your child, you know your family, you know the things that you hold dear, but here's what you don't do. You don't go into the car dealership and start telling the car engineers how to design a better car or what kind of car you want designed differently. You got the choices that the experts provide you with. The same thing is you don't go into a restaurant and start telling the chef how to prepare your food. You have some options. How would you like your burger, right? Medium or well, you know, you get the options, but you don't get to pick where the food is bought from, all the different things. You don't have a say in this. If you want a say in it, then you get a degree in that area. You study it, you get credentialed, and you join school boards and you join in the capacity of that, or you become part of the educational system. There is a myth out there, and plenty of parents buy onto it, that they have a say in the education. Because there is some truth to the fact that they are collaborating and that they trust us with their children. But they are not the experts on these matters. And whether it's public or private, even in a private school, just because you pay doesn't mean you all of a sudden have become an expert on mathematics education, right? Just because maybe you even apply math in your field doesn't mean that you've studied the curriculum and the delivery of that content matter to young learners. So I say that politely, but I often remind parents, we need you. You're part of the team, but you have a role on that team. And so the candidate here kind of alluded to that. He's like, this is asinine. You don't walk in anywhere and tell the experts what to do with their knowledge. Or maybe you do. And if you do, we have a word for how we label those people and most of our communities. And you don't want to be that word because that's not likely who you are.
Right. That's it. It's like, you think about this, and the other candidate really jumped on that and was like, see, you know, there it is. He's advocating for teachers in social engineering and all of this crap. And you just sit there and go, it's like, wait a minute. That was the ploy that if there was a mistake that this candidate made, it was not realizing that he was being led into almost a trap, really, to make that comment, because in this current climate, we know this, right? Critical race theory, Howard Zinn, you know, everybody saying, hey, we have an option. We don't want to learn that. We don't want to be part of this Marxist indoctrination. Climate change isn't real as far as we're concerned. It's our choice. It's our decision as parents about what the kids can learn. And you know what? No, there are things that are facts and they're going to remain facts. You as a parent can talk to us as educators. You can talk to us about your concerns. We can even help you possibly even dig deeper to understand some of these things. But the fact that you're going to come in and now all of a sudden say, that evolution unit you're doing, Johnny, I don't want you to do that this year because my son, my family, we don't really do the evolution thing. Okay. But we do. It's a public school where we're educating all kids on common accepted facts. So I know evolution is, quote, a theory to some people. However, it's a pretty... theory isn't even the right word. What we know about COVID comes from evolution, yeah, right? Absolutely. Stop being silly.
Yeah, and I say this with total openness to critique. I tell teachers all the time, even in public school, teach children there's a diversity of ideas. There are multiple perspectives on all this, and truly embrace those complex multiple perspectives. Have indigenous knowledge systems, different cosmological explanations for our existence are really important. Teach also science and to keeping conversations open for all children to have kind of the tools to discern different mythopoetic understandings of our existence. That's in private school, that's in public school, that's in all the spaces. I'll tell you what I never tolerate or accept is a non-expert coming in and telling me what I can or can't do in an area where my peers and I are experts. right? And so,
right.
You know, if, and there are some experts who have said, you know, embracing cultural diversity can be not harmful, even in a public school. We can have discussion of different ways of understanding our existence via creationism and evolutions and different kind of ways without there being one best way and without outside influences telling us that. So these are great debates to have, man. We could have a whole show on this.
Oh, definitely a whole show.
We are the experts. Take your business, pack it up, and go be an expert in your area.
Busted Pencils, fully leaded, back next week.
Boom, bong, bong. Awesome.
Want more Busted Pencils? Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Busted Pencils or log on to BustedPencils.com for blogs, podcasts, and more. Join us again next Tuesday for Busted Pencils on Devil Radio 92.7.
Matt Damon on Busted Pencils Radio. Please stop bothering me and just ask my mom already.
We are Busted Pencils!